Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. Hey, thanks for dropping us in and look on the car with you. We're enjoying that ride home. We thank you for having us on today. Big weekend. Now, Sunday was a pretty darn busy day around here. Not only was the fact that Harris Faulkner, Fox News Channel host, was in town. She was over at Marcus Point Church doing a Conversation with Harris Faulkner event. It was pretty cool. The event, of course, hosted by Pastor Godfrey and his wife, June. They were really all over this event. It was another spectacular event, packed to the top, to the bottom. It was great. Then, to top things off today, as Harris came in and she was back in New York on her national show, what did they start off with? Marcus Point Church.
Yes.
I went, that looks familiar. And then she went on to say that she had been in Pensacola, Florida, and she went on to say that the people here were amazing, just absolutely warm people. But more so, she said she was really impressed with the Escambia County Sheriff's Department.
Really?
They actually hung out with her all day, just hanging out with her, making sure she was protected and making sure she was okay. But she was very complimentary on not only Pensacola, Escambia County, but the whole area. And it's always good to hear that, especially when she's talking to a national audience in the millions about how great Pensacola was. So Harris Faulkner was in town, and we appreciated her stopping in and saying hi.
Yeah, of course we do. And NYPD, talking about police, because you mentioned the sheriff's department, NYPD says a suspect has been arrested in connection with the United Healthcare CEO killing. Luigi Mangione was apprehended in Altoona, Pennsylvania today at a McDonald's for the shooting death of Brian Thompson on December 4th on a New York City sidewalk. The NYC police commissioner confirmed that he was found with a ghost gun and some fake IDs connected to the crime. Police in Altoona also report finding a manifesto related to the crime written by Mangione. Yeah, I heard the manifesto and stuff showed a distaste for corporate America. So that's kind of concerning.
Yeah, one other thing that happened this weekend, not only just kind of extend a little bit out of Pensacola, but it happened in Paris. Of course, President Trump was over there and having the time of his life. And why was he over there? That's your response. Well, why was he over there?
Why was he over there?
Good question. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris reopened. He was over there for the festivities. Its first Sunday Mass since much of the cathedral was destroyed by a fire 5 years ago. Lauren Green was in Paris and had the information on the event.
Notre Dame Cathedral is back in the business of saving souls. Two masses, her bells ringing for 30 minutes before the first mass in more than 5.5 years. It was a mass to celebrate the glory of God. A procession of clergy opened the mass, bishops from around the world, and one priest from each parish in the city. France's President Emmanuel Macron, seated in the front row, enjoying the victory of completing the interior restoration in 5 years. The mass is to consecrate a new modern bronze altar, replacing the one destroyed by fire. There will be masses all week long in Notre Dame, and record numbers are expected throughout the year.
All righty, 5:15 here, listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. In just under 15 minutes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. Chris, you've seen this.
Yeah, it's great. And it's just absolutely killer. Perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, we already had one winner, Stephen from Cantonment, last hour. Congrats to him. But once again, we'll be giving those away in just under 15 minutes right here. But first, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, pretty smooth sailing 4 o'clock hour, and so far in this 5 o'clock one looks very similar. We do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway here and there, particularly if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Also, on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we got some minor issues there. As for the weather, 71 degrees, been kind of a gloomy Monday. Tomorrow is going to be similar, high of 75, low of 47, and it's going to be rainfall chances ranging anywhere from 80 to 100%.
Not good, right?
No, it's going to be rainier than today was.
517 News Radio, 92.3. FDOT sliding me this information just before I came on. I always like to pass this on to you. It's a traffic advisory for areas within the city limits of Pensacola. Starting today, drivers may encounter lane closures. This is on North Palafox Street from Cervantes to Brent Lane. Drivers on Gregory Street from North Palafox to east to 14th will encounter alternating and intermittent lane closures through Thursday. Drivers on Scenic Highway will encounter lane closures from south of the 10 freeway to south of Hyde Park Road through Thursday. Additionally, a traffic shift is currently in place on Scenic Highway. This is southbound lanes between Baywoods Drive and Scenic Court. All activities are weather dependent and may be delayed or rescheduled in the event of inclement weather. I will tell you this, the FDOT folks, and there was no maintenance being done on Garcon today, earlier today. And I think it's probably pulled them off the roads because of the weather situation.
Right.
Not know if it started or not. But if you are in those areas, just bring along a little bit of patience with you.
Yeah, and in some of those spots, you always need patience from what I've gathered in my time covering traffic and weather together. All righty. You know, Chris, we always talk about, like, knuckleheads, imbeciles.
Absolutely.
Dare I say,
plenty
buffoons.
Of them.
Yes.
Plenty of them.
Well, we've got one, a Pensacola teenager arrested last week after allegedly recording himself during a burglary. That alone is stupid because that means video exists. But he posted it on Snapchat.
Nice.
18-year-old Jalen Bell was arrested last Wednesday. He's charged with grand theft, burglary, and property damage. Investigators say he broke into a truck on White Pines Drive, took a firearm, and around $1,400 in cash. The victim said he saw photos on social media the next day with the suspect holding his pistol and a large amount of money. Deputies later found a Snapchat video of Bell wearing a black ski mask, and his phone was tracked and placed him near the victim's home the night of the burglary, so he's now being held on $40,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail.
You know, I'm really kind of surprised that he was not labeled a knucklehead on top of all of that. It just seems like it would have been a natural kind of thing to identify him with. Over the United Way of West Florida, getting pretty busy this time of year. Of course it is. The holidays increase the number of calls into their 211 hotline. Now, that hotline is key to helping people for anything from paying a bill to putting food on the table or even domestic violence intervention. Look for further help. You need it? Call 211 to receive an updated list of local organizations who can help you through the holidays.
Okay. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, President-elect Donald Trump appointing his defense attorney as counselor to the president. We got details on who that is, what their assignment will be, and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the collapse of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria, what this means for the future, and what we ought to remember about the recent past in this century, going back as far as the red line failure of President Barack Obama, and who really gets the blame or the credit for all of these developments. Also began a series talking about Lakeview and mental health with Dr. David Josephs. That's airing at 6:35 every morning. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a kind of an overcast, light, rainy Monday afternoon. And so I say that when you're heading home. By the way, before I say this, thanks for letting us jump in your car with you today. Do appreciate that ride home, but be extra safe. Watch your braking distance to the car in front of you. And don't text and drive. That's a major problem.
Yeah, that's a given regardless of the weather conditions. Problem.
Hey, if you're cruising 98 eastbound tonight, Eglin Air Force Base launching nighttime training. You might be aware of this. It begins tonight, goes through Thursday. Residents in that area along the 98 corridor through, I guess you pick it up at Midway, then into Navarre and down to Fort Walton Beach, Niceville, and those communities, Destin.
Right.
Well, you're going to hear something. Residents in the area will hear loud noises, something we call the sound of freedom, from the 58th and 60th Fighter Squadrons. So they'll be in action tonight. The aircraft will conduct missions between now and 7:30. It actually starts at 5:30, just in a few minutes from right now, to 7:30. So you will be hearing those, probably the F-35s, just ramping it up this afternoon.
All right, 525 on the nose here.
No problem on my part, let me tell you.
Oh, no, it's the sound of freedom. You said it
yourself.
Sure
is, absolutely.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. We do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of that, it's just some of what we've been touching on. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90, just the usual spots giving us our usual trouble. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. About a 90% chance of showers throughout this evening that will bleed into a pretty rainy Tuesday, where the high will be 75 and the low will be 47.
Okay, the National Safety Council is dedicating this month to prevent Americans from driving on roads they are in no condition to be driving on. You know, AAA's all over this Toe2Go. We just did Toe2Go in that program, and we're going to be giving you information about other programs as we head into the Christmas break coming up pretty darn soon. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says weekends and holidays can be dangerous times on our roadways, and that two of the most celebrated days of the year, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, are among the most deadly. That is why December is recognized as an awareness month. The council also noting it's not just drinking alcohol that can cause impaired driving. Drugs like opioids, marijuana, even some over-the-counter medications can cause drowsiness and alter vision, mental judgment, and motor skills. That's in addition to fatigue and stress, which can also impair your ability to drive. Montana Highway Patrol, among the many state agencies across the U.S., reminding drivers to stay safe and sober. They'll be increasing their presence on that state's roads through January 1st. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. President-elect Donald Trump appointing his defense attorney as counselor to the president. Alina Haba defended Trump during his New York hush money case and acted as his legal spokesperson. In a post to Truth Social, the president-elect noted Haba's unwavering loyalty and unmatched resolve. Haba, who recently spent time at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club, was alongside the president along the campaign trail and spoke at an event at Madison Square Garden.
Let me just kind of go into a techie world with you for a second here, if you don't mind. People hoping to use their Instagram photos on other apps, well, they now have a pretty serious problem. Even Brown explains.
Fox on Tech.
Is your favorite app no longer working on Instagram? You're not imagining it. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta made changes last week to rules for third-party developer projects, and that's now impacting those apps' abilities to intermix with Instagram. It's causing some major functionality problems for dating apps Tinder and Hinge. Discord pulled its integration with Instagram entirely, and now even the app Day One, the popular journaling program, is now having trouble with Instagram integration. The app's creators say it can no longer import a user's photos directly from Instagram to be placed into journal entries. Meta did make the announcement about changes to the platform's APIs, encouraging developers to switch to a newer one to avoid having any kinds of problems, such as the ones their users are now experiencing. But there's questions about which type of Instagram accounts can access the newer API. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 528 here. We'll get, we'll start handing out these tickets here. We already gave away a pair last hour. We'll give away a pair here to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. Of course, if you've ever lived long enough to remember a Christmas, you know what A Christmas Story is, which is why I've got a bit of a movie trivia question for you. Last hour, I asked, what costume did Ralphie have to wear? And it was the Pink Bunny. But this question is, and it's, I think if anything, it's even simpler in a way. What is the name of Ralphie's insufferable younger brother? Ralphie has a younger brother throughout the film. What's his name? Text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. Text in. Don't call. Text. Let us know, what was the name of Ralphie's annoying younger brother?
Remember he had that big suit on his mom put on. It looked like a...
Couldn't put his arms down.
He looked like it was like a big inflatable suit. He couldn't walk around in that thing. I just saw that movie again for my 5,000th time, I think, the other night.
Really?
I find myself laughing. There's nobody else in the room with me, okay? And I find myself just laughing loudly. I never get tired of that movie.
It's a tradition. Not just a movie, it's a tradition. It's a culture.
Hey, thinking about maybe buying or selling a home right now, you know, I'm watching the mortgage numbers for you today. Mortgage News Daily reporting, the benchmark 30-year fixed lower this afternoon, 6.68%. Latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 5.98%. So just be aware of that. And here's something coming up that you need to know about. First, well, actually, the final full moon set to light up the night sky. December's cold moon reaches peak illumination on December the 15th, early in the morning, about 3:02 Pensacola time.
Fox News.
News. I'm John Saucier, a suspect arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in connection to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny talked about evidence recovered.
The information we're getting from Altoona is that the gun appears to be a ghost gun, may have been made on a 3D printer, the capability of firing a 9mm round. Obviously, that will come out during our ballistics testing.
The suspect, identified as a 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, was taken into custody in Pennsylvania after a McDonald's employee reported him to the police. Senators-elect Adam Schiff, Andy Kim sworn in today as two of the newest additions. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer welcoming the senators-elect to the upper chamber, praising their work in the House.
I congratulate and welcome Senators-elect Schiff and Kim to the Senate. Today, the Senate Democrats add two high-ranking caliber leaders who have already had great reputation.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's your money now. Well, as investors continue to look ahead to the next Federal Reserve meeting next week, President-elect Trump says that he doesn't have any plans to replace the current Federal Reserve chair. Jerome Powell's term runs through May of 2026, but Trump said on NBC News' Meet the Press over the weekend that Powell would probably leave if he told him to, but that he wasn't planning to do so right now. Powell was appointed by Trump back in 2018 and was reappointed by President Biden back in 2022. Powell says, though, he doesn't plan on leaving the job early and doesn't think that Trump has legal authority to fire him. And New York's governor says she's looking to put some money back in the pockets of state residents who have been hit by inflation. Governor Kathy Hochul says she's proposing a $3 billion inflation rebate plan in the upcoming New York State budget. That would be funded by excess tax revenue that was driven by higher prices. Families with a combined income of up to $300,000 would get a $500 check. Those making less than $150,000 a year would get $300. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower this Monday, and that's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Georgia Bulldogs have been vulnerable all year long, and even after Carson Beck got injured, they still found a way to win the SEC championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs have also been vulnerable all year long and are still somehow 12-1. We can keep on saying these teams are vulnerable, but will anyone be able to actually beat these teams when it matters? Because if not now, then when? I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is David Wayne, morning news anchor here on News Radio 92.3, and this is going to be a very special Christmas for me, because I'll be spending it for the first time with my 10-month-old daughter, Caitlin. And from me and my family to you and yours, I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, kind of maneuvering this Monday afternoon. Thanks for allowing us to ride home with you today. We do appreciate that. Last hour, I mentioned to you we were going to talk about the Cincinnati-Dallas game. Yeah, that should be kind of an interesting event this evening.
Right.
I think Cincy's going to probably do the... probably do it with the Cowboys tonight. That's just my opinion, though.
I think you're right. They have looked competitive in several of their losses, and both teams are having unfortunate years. And, just the quarterback situation alone, Cincy, it's gonna be really hard for them not to be able to outscore this Dallas offense.
Tony Genualdi has a preview of the Monday Night Football game returning to the Lone Star State.
Week 14 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with Monday Night Football as the Dallas Cowboys host the Cincinnati Bengals. Dallas has been struggling all season, but are now surging, having won their last two games. The Cowboys have also won their last five against the Bengals and are 7-1 at home all time against them. Meanwhile, it's been a frustrating season for Cincinnati, despite quarterback Joe Burrow being only the fifth quarterback in NFL history with at least 30 touchdown passes and no more than five interceptions through 12 games. The team sits at 4-8 and are on their second three-game losing streak of the season. They'll look to snap that tonight. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern Time. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And we'll add to that our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Kicks off the game at 6:30 with pregame. So they do the pregame at 6:30 tonight, and then around 7:15 or so, they'll transition right into that game. Who won those tickets this hour?
Lee Amber from Pensacola. She's actually won with us before, so Very, very happy for her.
And what did she win?
She won a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. This is not the last time that News Radio 92.3 will be giving tickets to that away throughout this week. Also got some Christmas on the Coast tickets that will be that'll be given away starting tomorrow. So we're giving away a lot of stuff, a lot of holiday-themed stuff. By the way, the question, if you did not know or did not remember, was Ralphie's annoying younger brother. What was his name, Chris?
Fred.
No. Randy was his name.
Randy.
Yeah, Randy. Shut up, Randy. Golly, that kid, he really played an annoying little sucker.
Oh, little rich annoying little sucker, if you don't mind me adding. college football playoff. You and I were warbling about this off mic a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Playoffs coming up here, and you had some pretty interesting facts to share on this, and it was about the University of Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama did not make it. SMU lost close to Clemson, and it was a matter of, okay, well, that's really the only way Alabama could ever be potentially left out. And that is exactly what happened. Came down to a 56-yard field goal, and the narrative became, Alabama, yes, you have played a tougher schedule. The problem is you are so competitively inconsistent that we don't know if we're going to get a team that can beat Georgia or a team that can lose to 6-6 Oklahoma by 21. And you did the latter as recently as week 13. We cannot condone that. Alabama always touts, we're one of the toughest, we're one of the toughest. Losing two games to 6-6 teams doesn't sound like you're the toughest.
All right, college football playoffs see its first ever 12-team bracket, and the Rams escaped an offensive explosion from Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. More on this, here's Tim McMaster.
College football's new 12-team playoff bracket is set. Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State get the top four seeds and buys into the quarterfinals. In the first round in 2 weeks, Notre Dame hosts Indiana, Penn State will host SMU, Texas hosts Clemson, and Ohio State hosts Tennessee. Game of the day in the NFL Sunday. The Rams beat the Bills 44-42 in a game in which Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had three touchdown passes and ran for three touchdowns. First time a quarterback has ever done that in the regular season. The win keeps LA one game behind the Seahawks in the NFC West after Seattle won a key game with Arizona 30-18. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Man, the Bills are just playing some of the most electric football in the league
right
now.
Lights out.
Yeah, it's just a bummer because they've been doing that. That's the problem. They've been, these past few years now, looking like one of the best teams in the league. They're the guys to beat. They're the favorite in the AFC, whatever. And they just can't do it. So I just don't know if I can buy them, quite frankly.
All right. Four new Milton, I'm going to kind of bring the snapshot in a little bit closer to home here. Four new Milton City Council members going to be sworn in tomorrow to replace incumbents they displaced in a shocking November 5th election day. Most of the newcomers reached this week confirmed finger-pointing and meeting dysfunctions will become a thing of the past with the return of respect to the boardroom. We used to joke about the fact I could buy a ticket to go to those meetings.
Yeah, they got always so dramatic.
Absolutely. Well, the removal of previous names like Sebastio, Snow, Jarrett, Mice, all replaced with the addition of Ashley Fretwell, Larry McKee, Tom Powers, and Robert Leake. A move that has shifted the entire dynamics of that city council. So maybe there'll be a more calmer monthly meeting over there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. There you go. Hopefully.
All righty. Just a minute before 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Very happy to say it's been a rather smooth sailing evening on the road so far. So thank you for continuing to stay safe out there. We do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, but then continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees still. So it's not too bad out there, especially with the overcast skies. Though it is looking kind of gloomy as it has throughout most of this Monday. Tonight's low is 66 degrees, and it will be giving you some rainfall throughout the night as we get into Tuesday, where it'll be high of 75, low of 47, and if anything, even rainier than today was.
Okay, 5:44, News Radio 92.3. Boy, the auto industry is in just absolutely turmoil in terms of, like, you know, kind of gravitating over to the EVs or stay with the gas models. What do you doggone do? Well, an automaker titan looking for a bit of financial help here today. Jeff Manosco has more in Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
Japanese automaker Nissan may not survive 2025 without financial help, for which Forbes, citing a senior Nissan official, says the company is headed for bankruptcy. Nissan announcing it's cutting 9,000 jobs worldwide and cutting production capacity by 25% in a $3 billion cost-saving move after the automaker's former CEO was arrested in 2018 for a breach of trust and misusing company assets. Nissan recently announced that its profits this year will be about 70% lower than expected and suffered a $60 million loss last quarter. Nissan has also sold off a large stake in its Mitsubishi Motors holdings and distanced itself from partner Renault that saved Nissan from bankruptcy in 1999. According to the Financial Times, Nissan is searching for investors and that it may be looking at Honda to save it. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. Also, I wanted to touch on this real quick because this is something that is not only a pretty pressing pop culture note, but it's also something that I'm seeing all over the headline news this afternoon. Jay-Z filing a motion to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl back in 2000 with Sean Diddy Combs. The accuser said the assault took place after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. The lawsuit was originally filed back in October against Combs, but was refiled Sunday to include Jay-Z. In the statement, Jay-Z denied the allegations and said his lawyer was sent a blackmail attempt in an effort to settle out of court. The rapper and entertainment mogul went on to challenge the accuser to file the complaint in criminal court, saying the allegations were so heinous in nature that if they were true, deserved criminal prosecution, not civil litigation. So just a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo there, but all you need to know, Jay-Z has now been lumped into an old rape case, and he's saying, nuh-uh.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In layman's terms.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, motorists, going to continue to experience potential delays or closures this week at CSX Transportation Railroad crossings in Escambia County. Here's an operational update for you on a few of those crossings. Coming across the wire just a few minutes for me, so I want to pass it on to you. So when you get up tomorrow, you will know what to expect and what's open, what's not open. Oakham Strand Road is going to be open. Kingsfield Road is open. 10 Mile Road is open. St. John Street is closed. This is near Pensacola Christian College. No reopening date has been announced for that. Pond, Jefferson, and Salters Lake Road open. But a note to you, Highway 4 in Century will also remain open through the very near future.
All right. And the 2025 Golden Globe nominations for Best Female Actor in a Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical have been announced. Cynthia Erivo is nominated for her performance as Elphaba in the smash hit Wicked. Also nominated are Zendaya, Demi Moore, and Amy Adams. Carla Sofia Gassan and Mikey Madison complete the field of nominees to Golden Globes. Will be held January 5th. Yeah, a lot of categories were announced today, including some of the box office stuff, but also some of the leading actors in some of these categories. And looks like a pretty star-studded slate this year, dare I say.
Okay, oh, listen, here's a good idea to pass on to you. If you're looking to grab up the kitties, load them in the car, take them to the Christmas Zubilee over at the zoo. This is always a great, you know, they got some new additions, some new baby giraffes over there. That you can check in. These are the weekends, Saturday and Sundays. They have a lot of winter-themed bounce stations, live music. They got a market full of gifts. It is a perfect Christmas area to really just hang out in. It's a Gulfberry Zoo down at Midway, not far at all. And they do this Saturday and Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. So take advantage of that.
And, well, you know, I was going to save this for the next segment, but since we've got another couple minutes here and you just mentioned Floridian zoos, I'll keep the theme and bring it up now. An escaped warthog is to blame for canceling last night's Holiday Light show at the Jacksonville Zoo. Officials say the warthog got loose from its enclosure during the Colors of the Wild holiday show. Visitors at the zoo were told to shelter in place and then were evacuated. The zoo was enclosed for the evening as a precaution and to make sure none of the visitors startled the warthog. So that's where the story ends. I hope they got him. Hope he didn't hurt anyone.
Tired of paying for Christmas music?
Yeah.
You know, the satellite
Dadgummit.
Distribution and all that stuff. You got to pay and you get a monthly subscription fee and blah, 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 blah. Well, forget it. You can localize your Christmas music selection absolutely free. Mm. Here's what you do. Check out Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. That's our sister station, by the way. Get into the holiday spirit this season while running errands, heading or to and from work, or just hanging out with family and friends. So whether you're into the Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, just crank that radio up to Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5.
All right, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a Supreme Court ruling making it more difficult for people to sue the police. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65+-Pensacola.
I'm Fuad Rivais, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
This is Wayne Barr from Anderson Subaru, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. God bless.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Pensacola Hardware, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Abby at Stillwater's Day Medical Spa, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Leslie Perino with EW Bullet, wishing everyone happy holidays.
This is Riley from Drip Parlor Downtown, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And this Christmas will be
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. You know, we've been talking about the evils of TikTok. You know, well, 170 million people, I think, subscribe to this thing. Uh-huh. And still has that connection with the Chinese Communist government. And you still have your information flying out the door here. But I just wanted to let you know, those days could be numbered real fast here. A federal appeals court has upheld legislation that bans the dangerous social media site TikTok. On Friday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said the court's vote doesn't mean that TikTok is banned just yet. However, ByteDance, their parent company, has until January 19th, when the bill is set to go into effect, to divest TikTok and sell the social media app before it is totally banned.
Mm.
Somebody finally figured it out. They have your information.
Makes you think.
Yeah, well, not makes you think. It makes you act. Mm. Get off of it.
Well said.
Okay, thank you.
Doesn't make you think, it makes you act,
that's
people.
That's right. Act now.
All right, mentioned this before the break. A Supreme Court ruling will make it more difficult for people to sue the police. It stems from a case that was filed in North Texas. A group of George Floyd protesters have been trying to sue the city of Dallas for the way the cops handled the rallies back in 2020. Court papers show their argument was that the city failed to train their officers on how to handle protests. A lower court shot them down, saying that there were no pervasive patterns of misconduct linked to official policies. Today, the high court agreed that the claims were too vague, and justices refused to hear their appeal, thus ending the case.
All right, President-elect Trump sat down with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday for an exclusive interview about his day one agenda. Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
NBC's Kristen Walker did a very good job
interviewing Donald Trump in the Meet the Press sit-down that aired yesterday. It reminded me of the two interviews I've done with the president-elect, where he was serious and specific, and she asked many follow-up questions rather than just moving on. So she got him to back off his campaign pledge to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Joe Biden. He also said he would deport all 11 million illegal immigrants. That seems unrealistic, but he said he would negotiate a way to keep the Dreamers in the United States. And he wouldn't back off the 2020 election. But you look at the coverage. Trump signals an aggressive opening, threatening jail for his political foes. New York Times, Washington Post had a similar headline. Yes, he did say that, but also said it wouldn't be his decision. He would leave that to the Justice Department or the FBI. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Typically at around this time, we see the traffic start to break up, and it appears that's what we're seeing now. Do have some heavy backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. The roads are looking, actually, dare I say, gorgeous. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 47, with most likely rainier conditions than what we had today.
What were you missing at the Chiefs-LA game yesterday?
I was missing a Chiefs loss.
Well, probably a lot of folks missing Taylor Swift. She was not in the booth, but there was a reason for that. She was in Canada, in Vancouver, I believe it was.
Really?
Wrapping up her Eros tour, something like that. Highest grossing concert series in the history of man. Something like that. Michelle Polino has more on it.
After nearly 2 years breaking previous financial records, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is coming to a close in Vancouver, British Columbia. The tour spanned five continents and saw millions of friendship bracelets, including one large enough to hug New Orleans Superdome. The Eras Tour kicked off in March of last year, and by the summer, the Federal Reserve was already noting that the tour was boosting the U.S. economy by fueling tourism in certain cities. And the movie, Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, released in October, became the highest-grossing domestic concert film ever. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I wonder if Brittany Mahomes and Travis's mama worked things out, because there was a real battle up there after she endorsed
Trump.
Biden.
Oh,
for the presidency. She was since last March, she did events at each one of her cities urging young people to vote.
Right.
But urging them to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
It was a very concerted effort there. And I know Mahomes didn't want to have anything to do with it. And there was a lot of friction up there.
What did the Kelce brothers, what did their mother have to do with it?
The Democratic slant on things. This is obviously coming from their side.
Yeah.
So it's a moot issue now.
Yeah.
Her tour's over. The president is now Trump to be. And then she can go back and spend her billions of dollars.
Huh.
It's all planned out.
Yeah. How wholesome. Okay. With holiday shopping forecasted to reach a historic high this year, the same is to be said for purchase returns. A new report by the National Retail Federation and return management company Happy Returns expects this year's returns to reach 17% of all merchandise sales, making for $890 billion in returned products. The return rate in 2023 was at 15%, totaling only $743 billion. The Federation also discovered that returns hit an annual high during the holidays. That's not a surprise at all.
Didn't think so. Okay. Resources over at Scambia County's Animal Shelter are really strained after the Beggs Lane homeless camp was vacated. I told you about this. I just want to remind you about the severity of these animals. Beggs, of course, Beggs Lane was home to more than 150 homeless individuals, as well as 41 animals inside the camp, 33 dogs, puppies, cats, a big 200-pound pig. Well, the animals found at that camp are now on a 10-day hold, minus the pig, by the way, but will be put up for adoption. Please, folks, you've got to help these animals.
Yeah.
You know what the other thing could happen if they're not adopted. We don't want to go down that road.
Right.
So please adopt these animals. That would be just a great holiday thing to do this time of year. Are you ready to talk about sports in NFL in the game tonight coming up at 6:35?
I suppose.
Do we have any more tickets?
Not today, we do not.
Okay, no. So we are going to be giving tickets away throughout the week.
Will Pensacola Morning News, and I think Pep Talk may give away a pair. Not sure. Yeah.
Spanning across the board, right?
Yeah, just completely across the table. We got a loaded slate this week.
Be a winner on ADX Communications. Good luck.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.